and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 150. We definitely need to celebrate that. But that's not the only thing we need to celebrate today. It's Mike's birthday, and he's not here. I have no idea how he managed this, but he has booked himself a webinar. What can I say? So he's with other people right now. He might join us later if he gets out early enough, but I don't think so, because it's pretty much a long webinar. But I will pass on all of your good wishes. Hello, Jonathan. Tell me about it. I was up all night. We had another thunderstorm. It wasn't quite as spectacular as the day before, but it wasn't bad. There was three spots of rain and the temperature went up. They keep saying it'll get cooler, but honestly, it's Wednesday now and they've been saying that since last Saturday. I don't think they know what they're doing. Or what are they talking about? What's the latest? In here it is 48. Outside it is 30. And tomorrow 27. We are promised 19 a week on Friday. Remind me to check that a week on Friday when it'll be like 300 in the shade. But there you go. Hello, Debbie. It's just so humid here. It's evil. Evil. We're not used to the heat and I just don't like the heat. I've not been out in it. I daren't go out. When I was 10 years old, I was in a fire and both my arms were burnt from my wrist to my shoulder and all across my back was burnt. And when it gets hot or... Well, not even when the weather's hot. You know, like if I'm in a really, really hot room. If it goes on for like 3 days, my skin starts peeling off. And I'm at that stage, unfortunately. It is very, very hot. So I'm not good. Not good at all. I healed pretty well. It was a bit of a saga, Jonathan, but I did heal pretty well. There's like one bit that you might notice if you took a very close look, but I'd get away with it. But when I started work, it was like, oh, you're the junior. You can do the photocopying. After 3 hours of photocopying, they had to take me off the job. I had no skin left on my hands. It's as if it just reacts really badly to the heat. So not only do I not like heat, as in you kind of sat here in a puddle. It's horrible. But literally, my skin feels itchy. I daren't touch it. And like last night, I said to Mike, it's starting again. And I put his hand across it and it literally just comes off as you touch it. So not in a good place right now, but fingers crossed, it will improve. Like rain, snow, hail, thunder, lightning, don't care as long as it's not hot. Anything but heat and I am happy. Whew, an air conditioner would solve the problem. But they make such a noise and I've already got the fan on. You're bored of COVID, you're bored of the heat. I'm bored of all of it, Jonathan. You know, I put the news on and thought, no, I can't be doing with it. I'll tell him he doesn't look a day over 25. He'll be absolutely thrilled, Jonathan. People have been coming around all day, leaving stuff in the porch. It's been an absolute scream. We leave the porch door open for the Amazon man, obviously. And the Amazon man is not in my good books at the moment, but that's a whole different story. But it literally started this morning about 7 o'clock as some people were on their way to work. And we've been getting texts and phone calls with like, got something for you, but I don't really want to leave it in the porch because it might melt. So basically people have just dropped off a barrel load of chocolate. You should see Mike. He looks like a 3-year-old sat cross-legged on the floor, covered with chocolate on his face. He is a happy bunny. To the point he hasn't even eaten a meal. He's eaten that much chocolate, he feels sick. But what a way to go. hello, Paul. Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? We did have a portable aircon and it wasn't bad, Debbie, but the problem was because it was portable, it worked on ice. And we just couldn't. Then we had to buy an ice maker to make the ice. It was ridiculous. So at the moment, no. And the thing is, you sit here and you suffer for like 10 days and you think, I'll go and get an air conditioner. And then the second it arrives, it's like freezing cold. You see, I can understand people who like the heat. I do. I get that. Because you're sat in the garden. I mean, like Nina, she loves the heat. She's retired. I am not retired. I am in this room and this office. What happened was the office, it has one outside wall. So three walls are interior walls. The one outside wall is a bay window. And when we had the double glazing put in, we discussed it with the guy who was putting it in. And I said, the room is always cold. And he said, and I'd said this to my mother, and she was like, it'll be fine. Stop moaning. But I always felt this particular wall was freezing cold. He said, oh, it's a bay window. There's no brick. I'm like, pardon. So what basically was the outside wall made of? And it was tile. And on the inside, it was a wooden frame, which, you know, you might be able to get away with that in America. Not here. Rains every 2 seconds. So no wonder it was cold. Now, you couldn't put brick on it because there's a downstairs bay window as well, and that's why there was no brick. It couldn't take the weight. Wasn't designed that way. So the guy said, oh, it's all right. I can build a fake wall if you like. Go for your life. Put it in. And my logic was, one, it would stop the cold, and which is most of the year, and two, it would stop the noise. So we actually lost like 4 or 5 inches on the room to put this wall in. And that's great now. But obviously, when the weather's like this and it's so oppressive, there is literally nothing you can do. When it gets to Christmas, I do remember we don't put the heating on. We do have central heating. We've never had it on, not since about 1980, I think. We've just not needed it. And then the next door neighbours had cavity wall insulation put in. So all of their heat comes through our wall because it can't go anywhere else. So another reason we never have the central heating on. Then there's the MacBytes magic cupboard with its 4,700 drives. So I remember Christmas a couple of years ago. It wasn't quite snowing, but you know what? It was freezing. And we had all the windows open. We were quite happy. But today it's just hideous. Oh, a swamp cooler. I didn't realise it had a name. Oh, wow. No, certainly no proper stuff. Afraid to purchase a snowblower and never be able to use it. Kevin's got a snowblower. Big in VA. And it does snow where he is. He's in Virginia. And he loves it. He absolutely adores Christmas and he absolutely adores snow. So I get lots of pictures and videos from him when the snow arrives. We have not had snow for the best part of 2 years, I don't think. So I'd love some snow, like in the next hour. That would be good. Anthony's got his going, but they're not very efficient. Yeah, but glad you've got it. I'd be glad if I had one right now. The only time I remember going into a building, Anthony, and it actually having what I'd call proper air conditioning. Oh, it was fabulous. Oh, I was like, I'm going to have this. I am going to have this. But obviously, it never happened. But it's an idea. Hello, Jane. I will pass on your regards to Mike. It's his big day. And what did he do? Booked himself a webinar. Apparently, it was the only day the client could do it. So he's been at work all day. And now he's delivering a webinar in the studio, which is insulated for sound. It's like a little sweatbox. But he is enjoying himself because he's had copious, and I do mean copious, amounts of chocolate. So he's had a very good day. CQ, Deb, CQ, how are you doing? Catch up. I will make sure he gets those regards, Kim. He is already enjoying the chocolate. The first one to arrive, I think, was three different things of chocolate. So there was a box of chocolates, there was a big bar of chocolate, and there was a bag of Maltesers with it. So obviously the whole lot got transshipped into the fridge. So I said, oh, hey, a bar of chocolate, that's good. And no, we're not talking like a tiny bar of chocolate. We're talking like a big bar of chocolate. And he said, oh, that's gone, I ate that. That was breakfast. So he's probably going to be as high as a kite when he comes out of there. But what can I say? He will love it. Oh, this heat is just, it's beyond description at the moment. It really is. But my biggest problem is the fact that my skin is peeling off. And it's hard to explain. I guess it's a little bit like tissue paper. If you can imagine tissue paper getting wet and you touching it and it like coming away in your hands. Yeah, that's what I look like. It's not a good look, can I just say? I do look like I've got something catching, which I can assure you I haven't. And even if I had, you wouldn't get it over the airwaves. Now, I do have a little something. But before we get to that, who's heard the last MacBites? I believe Jonathan has, and rather enjoyed it. Yes, it was MacBites Tuesday. It should have been MacBites Monday. Why wasn't it? It was some calamity that befell us on Sunday. Something broke. That doesn't limit you around here, does it? Apart from my recorder app. That didn't end well either. Anyway. Hello, Simon! Macarooned! Jonathan did. Kim's still on the first part of it. I think Kim's savouring it, Jonathan, not being aware of when the next one might be. Yeah, you've got to... Not yet. Oh, no, nor Paul. You've got to savour it, though, haven't you? Because you never know when the next one will be. When will the next one be, Jonathan? Let's get the book going on the next one. Debbie's savouring it. I'm loving this. Come on, Jonathan. We need your best guess on when the next one will be. We did have the back end of August, didn't we? For Debbie's birthday. When you least expect it. Exactly. Exactly, Jonathan. When you least expect it. And when would that be? Do we have a date on that? Or is it literally just when you least expect it? I'm having a ponder. Should I look at my calendar and see when that might be a possible? Mm-hmm. It's a lot like being mugged, isn't it? What? What? What do you mean? What could you possibly mean? You were listening. Nearly downloaded the reminder up until you said you had to pay twice. I know it is so good, but... Now, how I ended up with it, I've actually since gone back and had a look what I paid for it. I paid £1.99, and that was in 2016, so it gave me updates to some point in 2018. To be honest... Apart from the fact I don't like the purple colour, everything I've got now, not at all bad. I've got it on the watch, I've got it on the phone, and I've got it on the Mac. And as I say, apart from the fact it's purple, which to be honest, you only see when you're putting stuff in, I could probably live without the in-app purchase. But I do have a problem with my calendar, and that was my main reason for looking at this app. I had Fantastical and I was using my reminders from Fantastical and it worked great. But we all know what happened with Fantastical, don't we? It went subscription and it was an arm and a leg. I think it's £50 a year, which, you know, if you live in your calendar, fine. Which I do, but that's not the point. Again, a calendar, you know, a subscription for a calendar, odd. I mean, I can understand paying Google because... which I don't because I'm grandfathered, we had an enterprise level plan and at the time it was free. Then it went paid for, but everybody who already had an account, as long as you log in once a year, which obviously we live in it, so we're in it every day, you don't have to pay. You would have to pay if you added new users, but neither of us particularly need a new user. We also have the MacBites Google account as well. So I could understand paying for that, but paying for the app that's querying the data from somewhere else you're not paying, it just feels wrong. Ah, but what can I say? That's the way it goes. Right, so Jonathan's finally come up with a plan, probably the end of August. Where are we up to? Do we need another five, Jonathan? Yeah, that we could possibly squeeze another five in. On the, you know, carving the watermelon. I'm not overly keen on watermelon. So end of August, that would give us September, October, November and December for another four. Yeah, we might do it. Might do it at that point. But remember what I say. It's when you least expect it. So, who can get there first? Let's see who gets there first and just has something to say. Because I reckon I know exactly, in terms of time and date, when you least expect it might be. Just saying. Link's in there. Who's going to get there first? Kim again. Oh, Jonathan, you're slipping. It's the shock, isn't it, Jonathan? Sit down. Or maybe lie down. Yes. 1-3-0, Jonathan. And when might that be with us? If we have the poster. Oh, Jane, tomorrow. That's a good call. And is that when you would least expect it? Jonathan's best estimate. Oh, how many weeks away? Two and a bit. That's quite bad. Normally, in fact, no, that's quite good. Because normally, when I ask, it's like 3 months. Tomorrow. So you're all happy it's going to be tomorrow. No, it's not tomorrow. It will be with you in 43 minutes. Premiering right here after this show. Oh, we're on fire. I'm telling you, on fire. I think Jonathan's collapsed. Not from Jonathan, I think he's collapsed. Never mind, carve the watermelon. Put that knife down, Jonathan. The shock will be too much for you, I promise. Oh, it looks like a bus in the road. Maybe the Tesco man with my chasing him. Can't be tomorrow because we've got two show Thursday. You are quite right, Paul. But we've not quite managed two show. Well, we have actually, haven't we? We managed two shows yesterday because there was Marooned and MacBites at 129. And today is two show Wednesday. Jonathan is the next one tonight. You see, can't quite believe it. Told you, can't quite believe it. Yes, Jonathan. It's now 42 minutes away. It's a miracle. It's amazing. I think Kim's quite good. She's on the right track with what's on that poster. We have the blurred poster first. And then at the end of the show, although I made a mistake last night and just put the poster up, that was nagging notifications. You do need to listen to them in order, though. Exactly, Jonathan. You were not expecting that. See that? Points on the board. How many shows does that mean that we've got left, Jonathan, before we reach the magical 12? He's losing count. He's totally losing count. Yes, they were recorded separately. We did not cheat. We did not cheat and sit in the studio and record two at once. No, no, no. We couldn't sit in the studio for that long. Are you joking? It is... and we've now got an official ruling from Kim, who's our official umpire, Jonathan, that for a show to count, it's got to be at least 30 minutes. So we can't really get the series to do one of their 3 minute specials. It's got to be more than 30 minutes. So this one is indeed more than 30 minutes. There's only four left, which would mean one in September, one in October, one in November, and one at 1 minute to midnight on the 31st. And we would still win, Jonathan. But as you know, well, actually, Jonathan might not know because I'm sure he'd scarpered. But it was agreed with the umpire that any shows above that four, so any in addition to the original 12, is worth an extra point for me. I am loving this. See what an incentive can do, Jonathan. Yes. Any ideas as to title, by the way? I know it's very blurry, but could you possibly read the title? I'm sure Jonathan has actually collapsed, really. I knew you weren't expecting that, though. Though, as I say, as when you least expect it. So Mike and I sat down and said, when would they least expect it? And I said, this was yesterday. I said, tomorrow. So he said, do you reckon we could? I said, I'm sure we could. So we sat down to record that at 4 o'clock this morning. So it was recorded. Then I edited it. Then I went to bed. I'm trying to sleep while it's the most warm, but it's horrible. It's the fan, which is an industrial fan, trust me, it blows stuff. It would blow the iMac off the desk. It's just wafting hot air around. So it's very difficult to try and sleep at all. But yes, it was all done today, and it will be with you. It will be in your feeds at 9 o'clock, but it's premiering on MacBytes FM at 8 o'clock. So what's everybody been up to? I managed to catch up with Paul's update this morning. Paul, that's shocking. We were all so excited that it was going to be a month early. And I know you must have nearly killed yourself getting it all ready. That's just... I can only imagine how disappointed you are. But I think you've made the wise choice in terms of not doing the move twice. We did that. Hideous. Hideous, hideous. It is far too much. What I actually find really surprising is, in the UK, if you were having a house built, and obviously you would then maybe have a vague idea of when you were moving in terms of, you know, maybe a window of 3 weeks, you would probably have your house on the market like 4 months ago. Because I know chains are incredibly difficult, but sometimes it can take a while to sell a house here. My aunt put hers on the market. I'm trying to remember if my nephew was still at school. Not nephew, my cousin. He was still at school, but they weren't moving that far, so he wouldn't have had to have changed schools. But she put it on the market, and 2 years later, it's still on the market. Now, you've done obviously the right thing with all the power washing and stuff, and she didn't really, I must admit. But 2 years. It took them 2.5 years in total to sell it. You don't want my skin to fall off, but you love the MacBytes. Excellent. Excellent. No, it's calmed down a little bit today. I've put some kind of cream on it, but it's still not good. My hands go red, but my arms, it's literally like, think of scraping a piece of toast. That's what it looks like. It's literally coming off as I touch it. Oh no, leave it alone. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. What's a good alternative to MailChimp? We've been with AWeber for years and years. We didn't do the MailChimp thing. It was free, I think, on MailChimp. Is it up to 1,000? I can't remember the free limit on MailChimp. But at the time, we looked at it and we said, well, it works out pretty much the same when you get to a point of the limit on MailChimp. So we decided we would go AWeber from the beginning. AWeber does seem to be like one of the standards. I've no idea on price. Mike deals with it. I've got enough to deal with. WordPress 5.5 is out today. I've got 47 sites to deal with. So I've got enough to deal with. But Mike would know about that. Mike is your man for knowing about that. But yeah, ours is AWeber. There are some others that are incredibly complicated if you are interested in more e-commerce stuff. If it's just for keeping in contact with people, then I wouldn't go down the route of ConvertKit or something like that, because it's incredibly complicated. Oh, a free service. As I say, not really my area. Mike deals with it. I will leave a note for Mike, and he will probably come in with that tomorrow. He would know about the free services, I think, because the MailChimp one was between MailChimp and AWeber when we looked at it. How many users have you got? How many slots would you need for emails? Yeah, it is a bit, Debbie. Only obviously, I'm as white as a sheet of paper. But yeah, it's not peeling like big bits of peeling. It's just like shaling off. It's not pretty. I'll save you from that on Friday. I won't include a picture of my shaling skin. Oh, not good. But I will say, normally in the UK, if you've got like 3 hot weeks, that's probably the limit of it. I don't know whether we'll get, because we had June was appalling. It was just rain, which I quite enjoyed. It might go into September heat-wise, but they are promising cooler next week. But like I say, they've been promising that for weeks. They're idiots. Total idiots. How difficult is it? You know, if they can only be accurate to within like 20 minutes, I can do that. I can open a window and have a look. You know, they say about the long-term forecast, and the long-term forecast changes every 2 minutes. So I reckon they're just best guessing. They're just best guessing. It's nothing more than that. About 10 emails a month. And how many people do they go about? Oh, so 150 times 10 mails. Right. They normally charge per user. So you're looking at somewhere that will have, maybe if you said like, if they could have like 300 free slots, that will give you like double space. So I will get Mike onto that. I know he is the one that keeps his eye on that. But there must be some, mustn't there? Especially for non-profits. I don't think it matters how many mails you send. It certainly doesn't with AWeber. So you pay the same whether you send one mail, no mails, or 3,000 mails. It doesn't matter. Because those mails are only ever going out to the number of members. So that's why it's the slots that matter. What we find ourselves doing is when we reach like the next level with the thousands of subscribers, you're like, oh, we're like 50 away. Or you get to like 10 away and it's like, okay, I'm going to have to cut the dead wood. And what you get is when you look in the stats of the thing, you'll see like maybe you've got 5 people that have bounced every day for the last, you know, every mail for the last 10 mails. They've probably changed their email address, in which case, despite the fact they're bouncing, you're paying to have them on the list. So if you can get rid of any bounces or anything, then you really keep your eye on it, proactively look after it. You can kind of save money by keeping it under a certain level. Yes, this is another job that needs doing. Like all of the rest of the ones I've done today, I managed to give Mike a mail that's going out later tonight for Thursday and Friday, which is the Affinity Publisher thing and After Hours. And he said, that's all very well, but that's for next week's After Hours. I said, what can I say? I'm on fire. And I'm looking around and I thought, no idea where I put this week's. So that one had to be rewritten. Ah, such is my life at the moment. The curtain just moved. I think there was a smidgen of a breeze. Obviously, it won't last. Where are we at? 27 on the outside and 42 on the inside. So not bad. Of course, I could try working in the garden. Our fabulous extension is fabulous, but it's south-facing and there's a lot of glass, so it's very warm. So, yeah, we're not in there either. I wish. We will be in the winter. That's where the Christmas tree goes. 42, you'd be dying. Well, I'm not feeling great, Kim. We're not used to it for a start. I mean, the average in here is probably around 18 to 19 degrees. It's not the hottest it's ever been. The hottest it's ever been was when I had that training session. It was in the afternoon, about 3 o'clock, and we had to close all of the doors, which I must admit we don't do now. So at the moment, the office door is wide open. But we had to close all of the doors because Mum and Dad were still here and I was doing this for somebody else. And it had to be totally quiet. You couldn't leave a fan on or something. He was anal, this guy. And it actually got to 57 in here. And that's as high as the thermometer would go. And still I plodded on and did the demo. I've no idea how the Mac coped. It must have been new. Today the Mac is, I mean, it's not crashing on the upside. It's not crashing. But it is where I'm typing and I'm looking at the screen and the type is appearing about 5 seconds behind. Which feels like forever. You think it's crashed. No, it hasn't. There's a letter. Oh, there's another one. So, the iMac could be feeling better. What it's saying is, retire me and get a new one. Get a new one, it's saying to me. Is the Christmas tree still up? The radio station said, put the Christmas tree decorations up to make you feel better. Kim, the Christmas tree is still up. The Christmas tree is in the extension. We love Christmas. And obviously, last Christmas was not much of a Christmas because Mike's father died. We were rushed off our feet. Do you remember that after hours we did where we dived in and nothing was ready? And we literally just walked in from the funeral. And we were actually thinking we were there at the kind of wake. There was a little bit of a wake, but it was there was more than one. So we were literally about 10 past eight. I said, we're never going to make it. It was sat in Mike's mother's. We're never going to make it. I'll cancel it. Could not find a way on the mobile version to get a message to anybody about it. So I went, I can't cancel it. It won't let me. So at this stage, she was like, right, well, we'll just leave it. We'll leave it a little bit nearer and a little bit nearer. I might have to use your mother's Windows machine. So this is us, honestly. We were supposed to be leaving at the same time as Mike's brother and his family. So we ended up doing just that. I think we left their house about 20 to 9. So I said, just put your foot down. We'll get there. And we got here. We got into the house about 5 to. And then, of course, all the doors are locked. Literally, all the doors are locked. So we're fiddling with more keys than they got at Strangeways. We gets into the room, and I think at this stage it's about 3 minutes to or 2 minutes to. And I said, well, you know, we're here now. We might as well just do the show. But I did explain at the beginning, if this doesn't work and doesn't go to plan, I've not had much prep time. Because he only died on the Wednesday afternoon, he died. And they had to then go to the undertakers. They went to the undertakers on Thursday morning, and the funeral was 1 o'clock Friday. So he hadn't been dead 48 hours before we were at the funeral. So to say it was chaotic was an understatement. So yes, the Christmas tree, we decided, you know, lockdown. And people were saying, well, why don't you put the Christmas tree up? I'd put the Christmas tree up. Up it went. It's got lights on it. It's got tinsel on it. Oh, although I will say, did you know tinsel fades in the sun? Because obviously when we put it up normally, it's not sunny. It's Christmas. But in this heat, the gold tinsel is now silver. So we'll be in the market at Christmas for some gold tinsel. But yes, we have the Christmas tree up. Funny you should mention that, because Mike was out with Lola. Now, when would that be? Probably about 3 days ago, just before she went on her jollies. And one of our neighbours, Simon will appreciate this, you know, one of our weird neighbours. Bear in mind, the tree is in the extension, which is at the back of the house. Now, I will say we are on the corner. So if it was the back of the house and the house was straight, then you definitely wouldn't see it. But to be honest, you know, it's in the middle of the extension. You'd have to stand at the gate at a certain angle and really strain your neck to see anything in the extension. Well, he stopped. Good night, Jonathan. Don't forget to be back at 8 o'clock. Or wait for the feed. So he stopped him and he said, have you got a Christmas tree up? And Mike looked at him like, what's it got to do with you? So Mike said, yeah. Well, he got such a look. So it's not often Mike gets into snotogram mode, but he did. And he said, we had an awful Christmas. My father died. You remember, like when Elaine's mum died at Christmas, and we love Christmas. So yeah, we've got a tree up. Oh, right. Who in their right minds cross questions people like that? Really? I mean, it's not as though I've got a dead body in there, is it? It's a Christmas tree. I can put my Christmas tree up whenever I like. But apparently, not according to the neighbours. Don't get me going about our neighbours. Oh, distant rumble of thunder, send it my way. It's dwindled away. Oh, no. That's where we are, Jay. We had a fabulous thunderstorm. Not last night, night before. It was amazing. The thunder was incredibly loud. I don't think I've ever seen a storm quite as bad as that. Lightning flashes all night. It was that bad it woke Mike up, and he had the industrial fan at the time. Last night, there was rumbles of thunder. There was lightning. But you know, when it had finished and it was nowhere near as spectacular as the night before, back to where we started. It didn't change the temperature one jot. According to Alexa, who sat next to me, there's going to be thunder at midnight. But Alexa's such a farce. For 4 days, the weather, it's an Echo show that I've got. So the weather comes up on it. And I was looking at it. 4 days it was saying thunder, lightning, be careful. And it, you know, they were 4 days behind. So I'm working on the principle, whatever it says today, that's what it'll be in 4 days. But it won't be right now. What can I say? It is, it's horrible. You couldn't believe we did the show. Well, I think at that point, I probably would have cancelled it at sort of 8 o'clock that night, thinking, because with the funeral being so early, we weren't expecting to be there beyond 5 o'clock, but the family had gathered. So it was a case of like, look, rude to walk out because we've got a show. So we just waited. And Mike's like, white is a sheet. We're like, but you've prepped the show. I said, it's fine, we'll cancel the show. So if you can imagine this conversation, there's like an undercurrent between the two of us, where we're basically like trying to communicate in semaphore. But once we got back, it was like, well, it'll be a bit of a rush, but we might as well do it. Because you've got to think how much grief and work there would have been moving it. I'd have to retell YouTube when it was going to be and all that kind of thing. And obviously YouTube in the background, once something's live, like tomorrow night's Affinity Publisher and Friday's After Hours, once they are public, YouTube's sending out emails to subscribers. So you're looking at 15,000 people getting an email and then you not turning up. So no, stiff upper lip, terribly British, and we carried on. Oh, MailChimp counts. 2,000 contacts, 12,000 messages a month. That's pretty decent, isn't it? But Kim wanted an alternative to MailChimp. Was there something that you didn't like in MailChimp? Was there something particularly about it? There's things that they do have a different range of options in terms of what they do. So some will let you put a form on a website and people can sign up via that. Others will actually let you build an entire lead page. So a lead page is like a web page with much more information on it, and it integrates with the sign up for the newsletter bit. We actually use a separate thing for lead pages. Just historic. I think we've used it for about 5 or 6 years, maybe. But Aweber have literally just added the ability to do that. So what we could do, now ours was due in June, I think. And in June, the one that Aweber had put there wouldn't work. There was something about the way it was configured. It wouldn't work in the way that we had it to work. So we carried on with our subscription to lead pages. But Mike says they've updated it, and subject to checking it, they've added a lot of features. So come next year, we might be able to consolidate and just have one service instead of two. Oh, good grief. Paul, that would never do me. Only allow Christmas decorations between Thanksgiving and New Year. Oh, that's not good. Yeah, I mean, Halloween to me is like, once I'm into November, they're up. Now, all we've got up at the moment is the tree with some lights and tinsel on. Obviously, there would be more to go up than that. We haven't put that up yet, but we just wanted to sit and look at the tree. If I want to sit and look at a tree, I'm going to sit and look at a tree. But being judged because you choose to sit and look at a tree, really? I couldn't tell you what's in their back garden. My own life's busy enough. Not got time to trunk into his. But to actually be hauled up on the street with, why have you got a Christmas tree up? And we don't have things here like a homeowners association. I really don't see why you can't put them up in November. I mean, people do moan in this country. But another thing, well, I'll try and get some pictures, Paul. But there's many, many houses here who don't take them down. Now, when I say don't take them down, I'm assuming you've said decorations outside the house. Well, a lot of people now have lights outside the house. They're kind of like icicle lights that hang down from the roof area. People don't take them down. They don't have them lit, but they don't go up and take them down. They're there all year round. You barely see them because obviously they're not lit. But if you actually looked, yeah, you know, you'd walk round and I would say, there's a road next to us that's from where we are up to the main road, the very main road from Manchester to Birmingham. And I would say on that road, it's about half a mile long. And I reckon you would find easy 10 houses that have still got the Christmas lights up, but they're just not lit. Nobody turns a hair. I mean, I will admit, if you've got one of these full things, you know, the like the displays in the garden and stuff with Santa and a sleigh, life size. Maybe that's a little bit much. I've not seen anybody do that, to be honest, I must admit. But yes, the tree is up. Other people's trees? Not up, apparently. Right, MailChimp is bugging you. Good night, Simon. Stupid two-factor when you've got multiple users using the site. Oh, that's not good, is it? I know with AWeber, I don't know what with AWeber is, if there's anything free, but with AWeber, the account's in my name, and you can nominate as many people as you like, and they have their own login. I know Mike's now got his own login, although he's probably using mine. Does that say AWeber? Let's have a look. I did mean AWeber. So what have you got that's free? Let's have a look at the pricing. 500 subscribers. So it's 500 subscribers for free. And I'm assuming, let's have a look, 3,000 mails a month. So if we take your 12 mails times your 500, well, how many subscribers was it? 150. You are well within that. So 500 subscribers, 3,000 mails. You can create and send newsletters. You get email automation, RSS to email, drag and drop email builder, hundreds of email templates, HTML emails, dynamic content, AMP mails, hosted broadcast archive, and thousands of professional images. What you don't get is email split testing, which I can't see you be bothered in. Behavioural automation. We never use that either. Branded click tracking links and removing the AWeber branding. You do get the lead pages, which is amazing. Landing pages. So basically on your website, you would have a landing page and then people could subscribe through your promoted landing page. You get your sign up forms and your WordPress plugin. You even get list segmentation and basic reporting. And yes, you get unlimited users with a team account. So for free, you could get unlimited users. So all of the people that are logging in and doing it could do it totally for free. That's actually pretty decent, isn't it, for free? I guess they're working on the principle that, you know, when you hit the 500 subscribers, then you'll be embedded in their ecosystem and you will upgrade. The bill actually comes... I think we pay annually, and then based on the number of subscribers, you pay the top up. So you pay the basic, and then the idea of this is really logical. You pay for the subscribers on a monthly basis, because obviously that will fluctuate. You'll get new subscribers, you'll get unsubscribes. So when it comes up to billing time, you just have a look at it and make sure you're not like over by one when you've got three that are inactive. So again, it's just a matter of managing it. But that's actually pretty decent. Right, let's have a look. These homeowner associations are quite frightening to me. We have nothing like that. Nothing like that. Oh, right. I will have a look at that link, Paul, shortly. They know you by name. I've got a sneaking suspicion that would happen with me. In fact, having said that we don't have homeowner associations, what we do have, if you're in a flat, they tend to have a kind of association. So there's like a limited company. It's basically because you are in a single building, but there are multiple occupants. So things like the garden and fixing the roof and things like that need to be organised as a collective. Mike's father used to run the one where they are. They are in this, it's a huge flat, but it's still a flat. And I think he did that for about 20 years. But it doesn't seem quite as restrictive as, you know, no Christmas decorations and stuff. I could be wrong. I've not seen all of the details, but I think I'd have heard about it if it was like that. It's mainly for repairs and maintenance. So everybody splits the cost, which obviously your homeowner associations, your independent homes. So I assume there is nothing in terms of consolidated repairs. It's just like keeping the area the way they want it kept, I guess. Since you're moving to a neighbourhood with a puppy's out for birth. Oh, are they going to know that Pam has arrived? can't wait to hear all about this. Oh, fantastic. You've got to let them know that you're there, though, haven't you? Or they'll ride roughshod. Because do you not find kind of associations like that? And over here, it would be things like the Historical Society and the Round Table, things like that. You end up with the people in charge who are the most officious. Shall we just say that? You know, they want to determine this. They want to determine that. And you do have to make yourself known. Oh, Simon's back for a bit. We're talking about homeowner associations. You got anything like that going on, Simon? We don't. We don't even have a neighbourhood watch. I think we used to, but you know, like you put a sticker in your window, early 80s. We're part of a neighbourhood watch. I had no idea who was doing the watching. It wasn't an official thing, but there were stickers kicking about. You have a meet the board for lunch. You attend a lot. Wow. So most of it's maintenance, but not leaving cars parked in the street for weeks. Whoa, I wish we had that here. Mike looked out the window the other night, and because there was some work going on the main road, our tiny little road that's got 8 houses on it, we could see from the front window, I think he said 8. So they were literally parked all over. They were parked on the pavements. They were parked. The police should really move them. They were that dangerous. So I said, well, go out and have a look at the other end, and then we'll do a total. So if you can imagine 8 houses, 4 on one side, 4 on the other. Mike could see out, and with the 8 that were at the front, there were 21 cars. And it's like, there's only 8 houses and our 2 weren't outside. So where are they all coming from? But they will come a cropper. What will happen, because this has already happened once. I went out to work early one morning when I was a student, and I worked locally at a newsagent's. So it was about 4:30 when I left. And when I came back, the next door neighbour's wall was in her garden. There wasn't a car stuck in it, but there was part of a car. The car had come round the corner far too fast, missed our wall completely, thank heavens, went clean through hers, and then decided it would do like a hit and run, and they legged it. What they'd forgotten, or what they would have been unaware of until they got home, was that when they went through the wall, it must have been fairly early and it must have been dark, or they would have noticed, they backed out and then just scarpered, having left behind the front bumper and a number plate. So it didn't take much of a rocket scientist to get the police out and get them to go and find them. They got done for that, unsurprisingly. And then, only about 3 years ago, the neighbours on the other side, who were actually on the main road, so like us, they're on the corner. You know Bollard Gate? You've seen lots of pictures of where the bollards are. Well, this idiot must have skidded to try and avoid the bollard. He took off and ended up, he skidded through the front garden wall, through the side wall, and ended up about 2 inches from the house wall. And I said to Mike, it's only a matter of time before somebody hits us. At the minute, we've been sat in the middle of it all. But it's scary. It's scary. You're all about safety and the board's all about partying. Do they even bother about safety? Are they as bad with everything? Or is it just you having fun they object to? That's only on our side of the road, Kim. On the other side of the road, 2 other houses have been hit already. So we've been laughing. Somebody went through Barbara's house. So she's at the far end. So they went through the low wall. Somebody went through the one opposite. They went through the one next door. And they went through the one next door on the other side. So of 8 houses, 4 have had a car land in their garden. So that's why Mike and I say it's only a matter of time. Which is why we don't particularly, when you think about, let's go and relax in the front room. Yeah, let's not. Let's not. Just in case. Because my bike's down there. And I do think when I'm biking, just be careful. What's the speed limit? The speed limit is 30 miles an hour. I wouldn't expect people to be going that fast, to be honest, because the road narrows in certain places. And of course, there's the bollards there, which is where people cross. But people career past, they must be doing 50. I wish they'd put a speed camera up as well. That'd slow them down. But it's supposed to be 30 miles an hour. But it's so busy, I think 20 would do. Good night, Jane. Good to have you with us. Do enjoy 129 before you are delinquent. We mustn't have any delinquency, Jane. Not often we can say that. We do have a concept of delinquency, which is when we're putting out more Mac Bites than you can keep up with. Jonathan has hit this problem before. He needs to pace himself, does Jonathan? There was one at Christmas. We showed you the pictures. Do you remember, Kim? It was opposite the Tesco garage. Mike went out with Lola and came back and said, I've seen it all now. And there was this car, and it was in somebody's garden on its roof. And we were looking at it saying, how? Because they hadn't gone through the fence. So they must have kind of gone in the path somehow, but upside down. It defied belief. The next day, Mike went into the Tesco's and they were still talking about it. And it turned out whoever was driving it was a lady. She was drunk as a skunk. But they didn't realise she was in a car. They assumed when she staggered in, she was that drunk, that she must be walking. So they let her get what she wanted. She went outside, got in the car, and obviously instead of... She must have hit the wrong pedal. But I don't even know how you've managed to do that. Because you'd have to get it into gear first. And then you'd have to have your foot on the clutch before you push down on the accelerator. So I still don't know how she's done it. But the distance that she went was no more than 60 metres, 60 yards, something like that. So to get up enough speed to flip the car on its roof, I still do not know how she managed to do it. And the thing was, the family whose house it was were on holiday because it was Christmas. So the police turned up, obviously, couldn't get in the house. Had to ask the neighbours, etc., to try and get in touch with the people who owned it. When they got back, which I think was like a day later, 2 days later, people were kind of telling them, oh, you should have seen it, you know, and showing them photographs of this car upside down. So they had to face all of that when they came back. So how it had missed the fence, I don't know. But the way it had gone in on the drive, it landed up in the middle of their lawn and all their plants. So they didn't have the best of Christmas arguing with the insurance. It is terrible. People's driving just seems to be shocking. And I think at the moment with lockdown, maybe people haven't been driving as much and they seem worse than usual. But normally it happens when somebody's drunk. Most of them seem to be drunk. The last one who did the bollard was a taxi driver. I don't know if he was drunk or not, but you know, you think of a taxi driver as being more experienced. And he did a hit and run. But the laugh of it was with that. Half the people on the street like us have got cameras pointing outwards, you know, to monitor the Tesco deliveries. So all we had to all do was wind it back. And it wasn't like if it had been a normal car, you could have maybe, if you've got a really good camera, you might have seen the number plate. You might have been able, depending on the time of night, because it goes into night mode, being able to tell them what colour the car was. You should be able to tell them what model the car was. But this didn't really matter because it was a taxi. So it had a light on top of it that said Scott's Taxis. So it didn't take much finding, did it? But again, he legged it. I can't understand that. I mean, maybe you're thinking, who do I tell because I've just run a bollard down? But I think that's obvious. You go to the police. Just go to the police with it. But these people are weird. Very weird. What can I say? You know we live in the Twilight Zone, don't you? With the guy opposite, come rain or shine, I swear, in the middle of a storm, he will be out cleaning his car. Then there's a lot on the other side who've now put a sandpit outside the house. So the hole has now gone and been replaced with a mountain of sand. And I think it's been there now about 5 days. So I'm not quite sure what they're intending to do with that. And then there's the guy opposite who's interrogating us as to what we have in our extension. So yes, the Twilight Zone. Neighbour opposite Anthony's cousin's flat left the handbrake off. Oh, your cousin ended up with his neighbour's car in the living room. Oh, that's terrible. When you think of the disruption of that. There was one the other day, did you see it? A baby got hurt, I think. Is the sandpit neighbour the same one with the building work? No. The sandpit neighbour's the one opposite that last week on the show, you remember the big truck that was dropping something off and there was a hole outside? It's them. Next door have been quiet for 2 days. I can only assume the heat has put paid to doing anything. Long may that last. Yeah, I think it was the other day. It would have been on the BBC News site. And it was a car that ended up actually inside a house. I think it was the front of the house or possibly the corner. I'd have to try digging it up. Was it that one? No. No. Everything's been moved off the BBC's page today because there's been a horrendous train crash in Scotland. Three people have died, and that happened. You know, we were talking about flooding the other day. This train crash happened because there was flooding, flash flooding, and it had damaged the rail and they didn't know. So this train is going at full pelt through Aberdeenshire and it comes off the track and three people are dead, which is not great. So that's been on the TV all day. It's particularly bad because the train set on fire and they couldn't get to it very well because of where it was. So there's this like field that they've been showing you with full of ambulances, fire service. The air ambulance was called. Now, I think it's a little bit far for it to be our Pete, but the air ambulance had to be called to get there. But even they couldn't get that close. So they've all had to park in this field and then clamber down an embankment that looks absolutely huge. So the rescue's been going on all day. So lots of injuries, three dead at the moment, including the driver. But they haven't actually been able to ascertain, this is weird, who the driver was, but they've told his family. I thought, well, how are you doing that? But yeah, that's the big news today. So everything else has moved off the homepage. But I'll find that about that car. It wouldn't be the first time, would it? But I think that's horrific. You could actually have to move out of your own house totally. Because, you know, when it's gone through a wall, is it actually structurally safe? So the whole thing, how long did it take to get it fixed? That is terrible. Oh, the neighbourhood cat's giant litter box. We used to have a lovely cat. Oh, it was so lovely. It was tiny. And it only had one eye. It had been a rescue cat. Oh, he was so sweet. But he moved when the lady moved. I think the daughter took that cat. So there probably are some cats. We don't see that many. Before Lola moved in, there was a cat that when we came back from stuff, you know, cotillion events and things, this cat would greet us and we'd give it some milk. But once Lola moved in, it was like, yeah, I'm not bothering there anymore. But I'm sure there are some cats. I'd worry if that's what's going to happen. But Paul, on that thought before we go, because we've got a show to premiere, let me get a link that I saw the other day. Absolute classic. I'm thinking there are so many people with us, not from this country. I do apologise on behalf of this country that stories like this are needed. Dogs behave better. I mean, if you feel the need for an urgent toilet break, take a bag. Instead of which, people are going to need trowels leaving in laybys. Animals behave better than humans. I swear they do. I swear they do. Sometimes. How many times do I say there are no words? You know what will happen next? There will be a spate of trowel stealing incidents. That's what will happen next. Now, I think that's happened as a response to the fact that since the COVID outbreak, the toilets are closed and people want to go out and enjoy themselves, but then there are no facilities. So they're putting signs up telling people where the nearest facilities are and leaving them with a trowel. As I say, I apologise on behalf of my entire country. Although, having said that, that was Scotland, wasn't it? Maybe I could offload that being a Scottish problem. But, you know, I'll bet it's the English that are going up there causing the problems. I swear they will. Oh, I give up with them. I do. But, yes, that's what's going on here in the UK. Mike's webinar's going on till at least 8:45, I think. By the time he's out, we will actually have premiered. Soon the trowels will be gone again. Exactly. Somebody's going to steal the trowels. Plus the fact, there's other questions. Like, okay, so person one, caught short, uses the trowel. How do you clean the trowel? Because person two, not really wanting to go up there and use somebody else's trowel. Maybe disposable trowels are needed. But I just think that's... Seriously. What's been happening is people are visiting beauty spots and leaving them looking like a toilet. Literally. Either a toilet or a rubbish tip. I mean, it doesn't take rocket science to take a little bag and take your rubbish home with you. Or a black bag and take something else home with you. I mean, like I say, you go out and, you know, your dog will be performing and you'll get some usually little old lady wandering past. I hope you're going to pick that up. When you stood there with the bag in your hand and you're thinking like, yes, and I'm thinking of somewhere to shove it as well. You know, it's actually illegal not to pick up after your dog. But it's not illegal if you don't pick up after yourself if you're caught short. And with that thought, I'll leave you premiering 1:30. I wonder where Jonathan is. He'll get it in the feed later. It will be in the feed at 9 o'clock, but it's going to premiere very, very soon. So I'll do a proper out, but I'll still be here and then I'll put that on premiering. So for the moment, it is good night from me. And I'll say goodnight from birthday boy, Mike. So I'll pass on your regards and he'll be here tomorrow to collect them in person. And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.